In Northwest news from KPLU, local law enforcement agencies are asking the public to, quote, tweet smart and be careful about how they use social media in an emergency. The concern is that too much information about the real-time movements of police could put officers in danger. KPLU's Ed Ronco reports.
The campaign is led by the Washington State Patrol, and spokesman Bob Calkins says it's always okay to take pictures of police officers performing their duties as long as you don't get hurt.
All we're asking is delay posting that picture until the situation has been stabilized.
But how do you know? How should a member of the public determine when it's safe to post information? Calkins says there's no generic rule, but there are examples.
If you've been evacuated from an area because there's someone with a gun and a line of police officers are about to go through a door to that facility, that's a tactical police movement, and we'd ask you to hold off and not announce on social media which door they're going in through.
Calkins says he can't point to any local incident where social media postings endangered officers, but news organizations did hold back on posting real-time updates during the 2009 manhunt for Maurice Clemens, who murdered four Lakewood police officers in a coffee shop. And Calkins says it's easy to envision that in this era of constant connectivity, a suspect could be following police movements through a mobile device. Police departments, including Seattle, Bellevue, and Federal Way, have joined the state patrol in launching the Tweet Smart campaign. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.